People's Vote Peril. The People's Vote movement may feel vindicated by the hundreds of thousands of people who took to the streets of London on the 20th of October. But in 2016, 17.4 million people, including many of Britain's most downtrodden, joined a collective electoral protest against the status quo. Do Remainers, who claim to oppose the rise of the populist right, really not understand the risks of disenfranchising these people? I'm not speaking here to the elite, the Anna Subris or the Chuka Yumanis of the world. But to the many, particularly young people, who see the breakup of the EU in terms of their own sense of internationalism and solidarity with others across the trading bloc. Many who will not be aware of Jeremy Corbyn and the left's historic and principled opposition to the EU. Recent reports show that 14 million people in Britain now live below the poverty line. This is not a result of the Brexit vote, but of decades of neoliberal capitalist policies which have savaged the living conditions of Britain's working and middle classes. Decades when you couldn't get a piece of paper between the policies of the two main political parties. For much of the population, 2016 was the first time in a generation that they felt their vote would achieve something. Overturn this at everyone's peril. Tom Barker, Leicester.